Now then, people, the first was good. You heard that yesterday. The second was not quite as good, but it was still great. It's Crossbody Pro Wrestling Family Day Feud number 6. And I finished last night, with the Women's Championship match between Crystal Moon and Jody Threat, with Crystal Moon retaining. So we start here with a triple threat elimination match between Dee Smith, Rajan Husha, and Matthew Grant for Matthew Grant's, the standard Matthew Grant's, Internet Championship belt. Now, Rajan Husha's got a painter which is like a Stone Roses cover, but with a big pair of teeth in the middle. It's a bit weird, but then so is Rajan. That's his character, ain't it? It was pretty good, this, you know. Now, early on, Matthew hit the senton, the inside-out clothesline. He doesn't usually do that till later in the match. Nice back suplex from Smith. Exploder suplex from Rajan Husha, equally nice. And then he bows to us, does Husha, after he hits a forearm and walks into a Grant missile dropkick. For goodness sake, hubris, thy name is Husha. Smith then hit a Tower of Doom for a two count, which was lovely. Grant got Husha up, who's a big dude, big, long dude, into a Death Valley driver and then a twisting DDT. Then he gets a dive out to the outside and has a selfie with fans. Marvellous. Now, Husha eliminated Smith after taking what was Matt Grant's pin, really. So Smith is out of there. Husha then grabs the belt, Moon's in, wants the title, he gives it to her. They've had a little bit of, they used to be together, now we're not so sure, definitely sure, as she smacks Husha upside the face with it. Matt Grant knows a chance when he sees it, hits the shank, takes him to Shank City, and there's the pin, and Moon and Grant hug afterwards. And as Vader Scott said earlier on in this card, I like this new phase of Moon. It's beautiful. Now, Commotion versus Dynasty. I like the Commotion. I second that Commotion. I like Dynasty slightly more. They're the champions. This wasn't fantastic. It was okay, but just felt like it was a bit forced at times. It's not to say these teams are bad or anything like that. I mean, it's still of a really high standard, but I just expected a bit more, perhaps. Talking of more, why does Grizzly Mac put him on his back and then run to have a, you know, to do an avalanche in the corner, but doesn't turn his back? So he's got more on his back, but then he runs into his opponent with his front. Why doesn't he turn around so more gets in on the action? It's weird. There's a very nice Mikey Truth German suplex, a Dynasty hold and neck breaker, which is lovely. Roy then hit another huge neck breaker. Travis Moore was struggling with his neck after that. There's a chop shop. Moore said, come on, chop me. Mikey Truth just kicks him instead. I love that. Roy hit a uranage to Moore on the apron. And there was a Matt Cannonball when he got his hot tag. Because first of all, the ref didn't see the first tag. So he got that hot tag. Good wrestling entertainment, that. Roy hits a spear to Mac for a long two count. And he's a big fella, Mac, as we know. Roy did very well there. Then there was a sort of slam and a kick with a sort of slam for a Commotion long two count. But then Moore hits a Hurricane Rana to Roy, who for some reason, you know, in the impetus of it, spears Mikey Truth. And there's a pin from that, more or less, but it just seemed a little bit forced. It didn't seem like it was smooth, and I wanted a bit more than that, because these are two great teams. But new champions, the Commotion, they do deserve it, but I've really liked what Dynasty have done when they've had the championship belts. There'll be I'd like to see these two fight again on a different day. I think it'll be something very special. Now, Mikey Jenkins is up for the heavyweight championship against Grinder Mark Shaw and Boris Krobos, of course. Boris will get ejected and dejected in this match. First of all, though, Jenkins hits a slam, tries to go for a pin. Not from a slam that early, Mikey. Not that early in the match. No way. Now, Shaw has to go to the eyes early on, but then it's an atomic drop, a headbutt, a low cross body, a knee to the face, a DDT, all for a two count. He really went for it. But Jenkins is not to be denied here tonight, it seems. The action spills out to the outside. Get back in, and Boris grabs the leg so that Shaw can kick the rope, which then twangs, twanging into the area that's a soft part area with twig and berries of Mikey Jenkins, and that is why Boris is ejected and dejected. There is then a big Shaw kick to the back, low cross body for a one count. Here's that low cross body again, which he likes to do. A one count. That must have made Shaw think, oh. So he goes to the suplex throw. It's a released German, really, but a released German suplex. Three of those, then a back suplex, but there's a kick out from Jenkins. Jenkins then hits a superplex, but they're both down. They can't capitalize. He gets up to hit the German suplex, in fact, two of them, a kind of spine buster dump. And then a fisherman suplex is very nice from Jenkins. But Shaw's back with the air raid crash. Fisherman driver for 2.999 recurring. Sort of crossface from, I mean, he kind of got it. It's a variation from Shaw. The three arm drop spot is up on the second. Then the ref is speared. And that's a shame for me because Jenkins hits the pop up power bomb. There's no ref. We've seen that sort of thing before. Boris is back, misses with the belt. Gets a pop-up powerbomb of his own. And then there's Jenkins. He's up, but... he's at the ref, should I say. He's looking to see if the ref's all right. Are you all right? You were speared quite badly. Speared out of your refereeing shoes, I would say. But he turns around into Shaw smacking him with the belt. There is a slow count because the ref is a bit discombobulated. And a kick out. That's where the match comes back on course. And... that's a good wrestling entertainment trope, really. Pop-up powerbomb from Jenkins. He gets the pin. And it's not just this. There are 6 minutes of someone in the crowd screaming, the locker room emptying, raising him on their shoulders. Big Ben Ortman's is out as they hug in the middle of the... him and Mikey hug in the middle of the ring. Everybody's down smacking the ring. Mikey then cries... and gets on the mic and bigs up Pretty Ricky, who really mentored him. And it's a fantastic moment. And this is beautifully, beautifully done. Allow that time to bed that new champion in tonight. To let him say what he wants. To have an outpouring of emotion. It's beautifully done. And Crossbody Pro Wrestling know exactly what they're doing with this. Some of this second half of Family Day Feud 6 didn't hit as hard as the first half. But it's still a phenomenal, phenomenal event and a phenomenal promotion. And I would expect, with Mikey Jenkins, a phenomenal champion. Well done, Mikey. You deserve it. And so do Crossbody Pro Wrestling, because they're blooming great. Ta-ta.